Hey, 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 time for a few fart jokes. Where would a comedy show be without a few fart jokes? Question. Do you ever have to fart on a bus or an airplane or in some public place, but you hadn't been farting all that day? So you didn't really know the nature of the beast. You only knew there was lots of it. In a situation like that, what you have to do is to release a test fart. You have to arrange to release quietly and in a carefully controlled manner about 10 to 15% of the total fart in order to determine if those around you can handle it. Or if in fact you may be about to precipitate a public health emergency. When releasing a test fart, it is often good to engage in an act of subterfuge, such as reaching for a magazine. Say, is that Golf Digest? That doesn't smell too horrifying. In fact, in an odd way, it's rather pleasant. I think they ought to enjoy the rest of this baby. And it turns out to be one of those farts that would strip the varnish off a Foot Locker. A fart that could end a marriage. And everyone around you heads for the exits. Even the people on the airplane. As you realize, it is time to review your fiber intake. It might not be necessary, after all, each morning to eat an entire wicker swing set. I have no ending for this, so I take a small bow.
Thank you. Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Gingrich, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
I love Carlin, but this wasn't necessarily about Carlin. Farts are funny.
They are.
And let me tell you. So for Christmas, when we went Christmas shopping, we walked past the toy section in Fred Meyer, and all of a sudden something farted at me. I'm like, what the fuck is that? They have these things motion censored called fart ninjas. And they look like little ninjas or whatever, and when you put their motion censored and they fart. So I'm like, oh my God, Toby has to have one of these.
Like, oh, yeah.
So I put it in the shopping cart. Dude, every single person we walked past, it fucking farted. I'm in tears walking through the store. So lo and behold, to my surprise, Tosh put one in my stocking for Christmas, and I laugh every fucking day.
Yeah.
I've yet to be in a bad enough mood to where it doesn't crack me up at some point. And so it sits on the chinette thing that's there in the living room. Tosh's shadow sets it off. So if Tosh has her desk lamp on at work and moves in her chair, just swinging like this, it farts. She's in the middle of fucking meetings. Some of them aren't very loud. Some of them are fucking boisterous. And then all of a sudden, midway through, he'll whisper, "Fart Ninja."
Oh, my God. I want that. Yeah, that sounds amazing. Because every once in a while, I mean, we've done it on the show where all of a sudden, like, one of us is just like, and then all of a sudden it's like, that was loud after the other one of us heard it.
Yeah. The only place I've ever seen him is Fred Meyer, and Beege works there.
I'm going to have to ask him if there's a fart ninja.
Yeah. They were there. It's fucking amazing. God, is it amazing. And so we're sitting there. Like, I get home today. And I was sitting on the couch, and she's in her chair, and she just gets off a meeting. She turns her chair and just rips, and I just start cracking up.
That's fucking awesome.
Crack it up. It,
see, and I would put it somewhere in the house, and I wouldn't tell anyone.
Oh, and eventually, I'm going to hide it. But right now, just wide out in the public eye is just funnier than shit.
Sometimes, I would totally hide it, and then every time I walk by, I'm like, what the hell, lady?
Somebody will get up off the couch and be like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom, and take two steps and walk by it, and I'm like, did you fucking make it to the bathroom? Like, and I had my own little farts are funny bit, and it's fucking true. Mm-hmm. I'm 43. You're 44 years old. 44? 45?
45.
That's what I thought. Okay. I'll be 44. So, yeah, we're same year apart pace. I'm just not ready to admit I'm going to be 44. So, we should be over it. They're fucking funny. Fake farts are funny. Real farts are funny. Even... I don't know if this is true yet. Hold on here. I gotta rethink my phrasing. Because I can tell a woman's fart. I'm like fucking Magneto. I can smell the iron in the blood. Like, I smell it. I can smell the poof of menstruation. And I can tell a woman's fart compared to a man's fart. And I don't want to be a metal... Or an ore miner, I guess, is what you would call them. Because it fucking reeks. Yeah. Just like I could never do meth because it smells like cat piss, which is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I don't think I've been around meth enough to realize it smells what it smells like.
That first rental house we had was right across from a meth lab that blew up when we lived there. Yeah, we smelled cat piss all the time. But farts itself are just fucking hilarious. Now, can farts ruin your day? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Can especially farts... when they're special. They're, it's not just a fart.
To Carlin's point, though, can farts get you divorced? I'm sure they could, but if it was a fart that did it, your marriage probably wasn't that good in the first place. Yeah.
There's probably some other issues. There's a guy, if you follow him on TikTok, I don't know if I've ever sent you, where he just walks around, he's got like a fart machine.
Mm. The wet fart prank?
Yeah, and he'll just like walk by people.
Turdy tornado.
And say some of the craziest things. Like one of them, I think my favorite is he does one is he's like, you know, like lifts his leg and goes, and all of a sudden he turns this, oh yeah, that was a little wet, and then like runs away.
Doesn't run, like waddles, like he's actually like waddles, got something like he shit himself. I've never recorded myself doing it, but to embarrass the kids and the wife, we'll be in the store and I'll like run and like kind of kick a pole or something and fart core. And I'll rip one right in the middle of the store, and I'll yell, fart core. So, farts are just funny. And that fucking machine is fucking the best. It's the fucking best. It's so unassuming, because it literally looks like if McDonald's Happy Meals made ninja toys, that's what it looks like. Like, the arms, legs don't move. It's a cheesy-looking ninja. But then the fart comes out of it, and you're like, this thing's fucking rad.
See, how about that? See, I'm the kind of person, like, in my classrooms, I would put that in the classroom to, like, get people if they stand up in the middle of class. Just set it by the door, like, you know. So if you get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of class, and all of a sudden that thing just goes off. Yeah.
Well, I would have been, fuck, I would have been in so many in-house suspensions if I had that thing in school.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to see if I can... find it on Google here. Just got to show you. Oh, it says Target has them. Amazon. The one not listed is Fred Meyer. That's the only place I've seen it. Yeah. Like I said, they just look like fucking... This is the exact one I have right here, I think. This black one here with the sword.
I'm messaging Batten right now saying, give me a damn fart ninja, you dick.
I gotta quit looking at the internet when I want to show you something, because the thing, there's more shit that shows up that Fart Ninja, Toodles, Women's Charcoal, what, Fart Filtering Underwear, Low Waist Bikini.
I mean,
Fart Ninja, if your
farts are so bad that you need like underwear to like make them not smell so bad.
It's because they're menstrually.
Or because they're vegan.
Or menstrually.
Because I have a few friends that are vegan, and I don't know why, but something about eating just plants makes your stomach very angry.
So here's why I think this popped up, right? I don't see men's underwear, right? If you're going through the images section of Google and you look up Fart Ninja, it's literally toy after toy with one pair of women's fart underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's no men's underwear. We just scrolled 50 pictures.
Because for men's underwear, it'd be like skid marks.
Here's why it's women. One, it filters the menstruation out. You still smell the fart. It filters the menstruation out. And two, right, how many times have you heard a man say women don't fart?
A few, but I mean, that's because they're not married.
What is a ninja, right? A ninja is somebody fucking not seen or heard.
SBD.
So now they get these underwear.
SBD, silent but deadly.
Yeah, that's why they're showing these. Motion. These are the greatest fucking toys ever. I kind of want this one that looks like Deadpool.
Yeah.
That one's all right. Yep, I fucking love it. It's the greatest goddamn thing ever.
That's awesome.
Ever. How much are they? I don't think they're... I think it was like $10 when we bought it. You can get four of them on eBay right now for $20. So, yeah, they're. Are you there?
What the hell's a Jerk at Jake?
Where am I seeing Jerk at Jake?
It's like your computer screen. There we go. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't know. It's the first thing on your. It's the first thing on the list. It says Jerk at Jake.
Oh. Oh my God. I'm having internet problems.
What's
again.
What's a Jerk at Jake?
I don't know. We're gonna open up and find out, but I'm having. Every time I open a page, it's a fucking wind up toy. Here's the big reveal.
Yeah, mine's a wind-up toy. Mine's a wind-up toy, too. You gotta... You want a rub-it toy, not a wind-up.
Hold on, here's
it.
The best part. The best part's not the toy. Jerk at Jake, $8, or four interest-free payments of $2. They have a fucking layaway for it.
Wind them up and let them go, yeah.
Unfortunately, it doesn't say Jerk at Jake at the top of the box. It says Naughty Toys for Naughty People, which is great for a more generic gift, but I was buying it as a gag gift for my boyfriend named Jake. Now it just seems weird. Toy is a redhead, unlike the picture with the brown-haired toy on the picture. Would be cool if it included a sticker that said Jerk at Jake to put on the box.
You need to get it and send that to Jesse if it's a redhead.
That's the 4-star review for Jerk at Jake. Frequently bought together, Jerk at Jake, Only Fans, and a Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
So apparently they're going to jerk it on OnlyFans to the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, but this OnlyFans is fans. Look at the pictures. It's fans.
No, it's fans. That's fans. Okay. Well, I mean, if you jerk it hard enough, I mean, you're going to
cool down.
A little winded. You need to cool down.
Yeah. You don't want to get overheated.
I was going to say a Backstreet song, but I can't think of any.
Oh, my God, I'm fucking dying. I've had a lot of decent laughs. I think, hold on here, I'm going to send it to you because I don't have a way to show you on here. Did I send you the TikTok of the goldfish?
I don't think so.
A little boy showing his dad a picture of a goldfish. And it looks like a giant schlong. And he's like, what is this? And the boy's like, oh, it's a goldfish. He's like, he shows the camera. He's like, look, it's a goldfish. And the little boy sticks his thumb over and gives a big thumbs up. Anyways, I'm cracking up at it. I show Tosh the video. She's like, did I show you what your son drew? I'm like, fucking no. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. I'm going to send it to you right now. And then I'll describe it for... the masses of 20 or how many ever listeners we have. All right, I just sent it to you via Messenger.
Which messenger?
Facebook Messenger.
I don't see it.
Are you on Mike or Brandon?
I'm looking at both of them.
It's showing it is there. You can look at my screen. It's, or look at your computer screen.
It's showing. Oh, that's awesome. That's a goldfish?
No, no. This is what Toby drew.
The gooey duck?
It's a volcano.
It's a very thin volcano.
Hold on. I'm going to... There you go. I blew it up for you.
I mean... I mean, it would be, you know, it'd be black smoke. So
he's,
I mean, yeah.
He's almost nine.
Yeah, I mean, but, I mean, have you met his dad?
It's circumcised.
I mean, it's your...
It's circumcised.
He's your kid.
So... I showed Tosh the video of the goldfish, and she's like, oh my God, did I show you, or did you see what your son drew? And I'm like, no. She's like, I've been hiding it in my desk for like 2 weeks. I can't let anybody see it. And she pulls out fucking that. It is definitely a phallic volcano.
Just a smidge.
Fresh with pubes. The whole base is pubes.
I mean, yeah, it is.
Shooting.
What's with all the blue? Is that supposed to be water?
Maybe. Shooting.
So, I mean, it's an island volcano.
Shooting a black load. Maybe that's how he got away with it in school, calling it smoke.
Yeah.
Which I guess, right? Just like the jerk of Jake. If you're going hard enough, you could make it smoke. I guess.
I mean, that's when you need the lotion. Puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again.
I don't know if Tosh would be okay if I posted this.
I'm guessing no, but you should post it anyway.
I probably will. I'll probably put it on. You know what? I'm going to do it right now. Fuck it.
I mean, it's either circumcised or just raw from playing with it too much. That's why it's black coming out.
It's going on the Renerge podcast page right now for the listeners. They'll be able to check it out. Let me see. I think I got to save it here on my computer.
I love you, Tosh.
Oh, I put forward. I don't want to forward. How do I? Save.
Remember, Tosh, I didn't do this.
Save image. All right, let's. What do I save image as?
Volcano.
Mount Wang Adams.
Mount Wang Adams. That's a good one. There you go. Mount Wang Adams.
Oh, it's not Adams. Sorry. Mount Wang Helens. Seeming that's the last volcano in this state that's erupt.
I mean, I did this morning, but I mean.
We said volcano.
Wait.
Just because hot molten magma, smegma, not even
smegma.
Smegma. All right, I forget how to post on here. That's how long it's been. How the fuck? Where do I put my post at? What the fuck is going on here? Oh my God, I got a switch or some bullshit. What the fuck is happening?
You broke it.
Probably. Oh. No, it was too fucking picture. Much. I died laughing. Why can't I fucking post on my own page?
I don't know, because you're weird. It's right there.
Where do I put my little cursor?
Right next to it. I'm not the healthy page. Go right farther.
Oh,
what's on your mind?
Hey, look at that.
Apparently not much.
Look at that. Every once in a while I figure shit out.
All right, okay.
When somebody shows me how to do it. I want to post a picture. What? I hate you.
You just click the picture button.
I did that. But there's no place for me to bring up a picture.
Well, that's just dumb. I think you broke it.
Let me see.
You broke it.
Probably.
Wang Helens. That's still awesome.
Add to your post. I'm trying to add to my post, dick. Thing's fucking stupid.
You fucked it up. Tosh is gonna kill you. It's gonna be hilarious.
Hold on, we'll see if this worked. Oh, this is why we need a social media manager. Oh, I posted it twice.
Nice. Now it's double wangs.
All right, there it is for everybody to see. Bingo, bango, boom. Fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, I got to look this up because I shouldn't always trust TikTok. But,
I wouldn't.
Huh?
I wouldn't.
I know. Oh my God, it's true.
What?
So on the Nintendo Switch Retro and Xbox Game Pass, the N64 GoldenEye 007 is coming.
I know.
This Friday. The all us old heads are going to be able to get back in the game and whoop our kids' asses in a shooting game.
That's going to be awesome. Now, is it going to be like online where you can do all of it?
Yeah.
So what is it going to come out on?
It's coming out on the whatever the Switch's version of like the NES Retro, that channel they have on the Switch where you can play, you know, all the old games and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming out on the Xbox One Game Pass. Comes out January 27th. This version of GoldenEye, set to appear on Xbox Game Pass, is a classic game that made waves in 97 based on the movie that introduced audiences to a thrilling new era of James Bond. Comes packed with objective-based stealth shooter gameplay and, of course, a legendary local player multiplayer mode for split-screen showdowns with friends. It also offers a few key additions for the modern audience, including alternative control options, achievements to unlock, and native 16.9 resolution up to 4K Ultra HD were supported.
Oh.
Additionally, players who own a digital copy of Rare Replay will be able to download and enjoy the game free of charge. Well, I already have Game Pass, so I'm good.
Yeah.
What is the... I'm trying to see what that Switch thing is called. Nintendo Switch Online Expansion Pass.
Which I think Benton has, so I may have to beat him up and take it.
What's that?
Benton has it.
The Switch?
Yeah, it's the Switch Game Pass, I think. So whatever it's called.
Yeah, so that's the Online Expansion Pass is what it's called for Switch.
Yeah.
I don't know, to be honest. I was pretty excited because it's one of my favorite games. I actually have it in the Nintendo 64 right here beside me as we speak. But,
oh, yeah.
But now I get to whoop their ass on a much bigger TV with better resolution.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I want to get it. Yeah.
They're going to get their ass whooped by dad in 4K. That's what I'm talking about.
They'll love that.
That's what I'm talking about. No, like I said, I was pretty fucking excited to see that.
Yeah.
So, have you watched any of the, that 90s show?
Actually, we binged the whole damn thing.
I got a couple episodes left. what did we watch? The first six?
I've been cracking up. I was skeptical at first, but I'll be honest. I think Kitty and Red, they make it.
You realize just how much of the show they actually were.
Yeah, they make the show. It's like I miss the other characters, but I mean the kid, Kelso's kid.
Looks just like him.
I mean, he, like, before he even said his name, I'm like, yeah, that they're trying to have him be like Kelso. And then all of a sudden he says the name and you're like, oh shit, it is a Kelso.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I love it. And yeah, but Red and Kitty, they freaking make it. And Fez just cracks me up.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, you know, the big online crap going that they haven't mentioned Danny Masterson.
Oh yeah.
What the fuck was his name? Hyde.
They just, and honestly, I mean, to the whole thing, from everything, I've never even heard a mention of him.
No, I heard he's not mentioned at all. The other one I saw that they're making a stink about is they haven't mentioned Lori, Eric's sister.
They didn't. Oh, they did mention at one point. They never actually mentioned her, but they did say, you know, hey, I didn't want any other kids, and then you made me have Eric. So they do mention, because that was one thing while we were watching, because when they mentioned that, Amber was like, that's right, he did have a sister.
Yeah.
Because they don't through the whole thing.
It was played by two actresses. The first one, like season four, got really fucked up into drugs. And
I think she died, didn't she?
She ended up passing, not during the show recording, but yeah.
But yeah.
After the show was done. She passed away and they brought in another lady. But, so we're sitting there watching it. We've seen all the introductions of the old characters. Everybody but Bob. We haven't got to the Bob episode yet. Is it a good one?
I mean, it is. It has. I mean, Bob. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Bob.
Any Midge?
No.
Any mention of Midge?
No.
I guess it's that 70s show way, though. If you think about it, it was in the first season. The redhead. Why can't I think of her fucking name? Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Has a sister. And then all of a sudden she just disappears. I think they mentioned her like one other time after the episode she was in.
I don't remember her ever having a sister. So yeah, it must be one of those things they barely. But like Midge, yeah, Midge just, I mean, what it was like, it wasn't the last season, but she was towards the end when Midge finally just disappeared.
Well, they got divorced.
That's right.
And she was dating Jackie's dad. No, sorry, Jackie's mom was dating Bob. And she was off in Cabo or something is how they phrased it, running around with Mexican pool boys.
Yeah.
And then Bob had that one girlfriend that was, for lack of a better term, homely.
Okay.
The one he ran into at the grocery store, and he was like, I don't know how to cook. I've never cooked for myself. And they ended up getting together.
I do remember that. So, but I mean, it's... I know. I've enjoyed it. Like I said, Red and Kitty make the movie or make the show.
Yeah, I think it's been pretty funny.
And the kids, it's. I think part of it too. It's like me and Amber were talking about. They just nailed the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the stuff that we would have done in the 90s. I mean,
except for the fact that they call everybody bro, where the term in the 90s was dude.
Yeah, it was dude in the 90s. They didn't do bro till later. That was 2000s, really.
Yeah.
We were dudes. Dude.
But so far, Red, I've seen Fez. I've seen Kelso and Jackie and Eric and Donna. Tell me I'm wrong, but has Eric aged?
No.
At fucking all?
Donna has.
Yeah. Yeah, Donna looks like Orange is the New Black, rode her hard and put her away wet. Like, yeah. To me, she looked rough.
She did. She did.
Jackie looks kind of rough.
A little bit.
And I don't know if they're just, if maybe I didn't pay attention to adults enough in the 90s, like to go, oh, that's what a mom and dad look like.
I mean, and that might be it, because it's one of those things, because I think with Donna, like looking at her, it was, I don't think it was her, that it was the makeup. It was the way they made her look rough.
Well, and she did, it was the eyes to me. Like,
oh, see, me, it was she seemed a lot. You could tell it was like a lot of white cover up.
Yeah, but her eyes look really kind of sunken in, and.
But I think that's because of the white cover up. I mean, they very. It was a lot of pale, but Actually, I thought about it. I mean, if you think about it, back then in the 90s, how many, you know, friends did we have, like teenagers even, that freaking wore? I mean, I can remember having, I can't remember her new real name, but we all called her Krusty because she had wore so much fucking cover up that, I mean, it was, you could see that it was there. I mean,
I can't remember her real name.
I think it might have been Krusty, but I don't remember.
Oh my God.
But she had like the makeup that was so thick that, I mean, you're looking at her going, do you need a chisel to take that shit off?
All of a sudden, I think I know who you're talking about when you said what you think the name is, and I don't want to say the last name to, you know, throw her under the bus, but.
But it was one of those ones, and it sounds bad to say. I mean, it was somebody that, if I remember, she was very nice, very nice, whatever, but it was just such thick makeup that it looked like you had to, like,
honestly, I thought you were going to say my sister.
Your sister? Oh, I mean,
because we used to make fun of her for just packing it on.
But I mean, that was a typical, I mean, if you think about it, it was a typical 90s thing. And that's what it looked like to me, was like they did that with her. Like they caked the makeup on like they would have in the 90s.
And maybe,
I think that's what made Donna.
I don't think
it was that she, I mean, I think she looked rough, and I think it was on purpose.
I don't think my mom.
Yeah, but your mom, I mean, not your mom really wasn't a 90s. She was like, she was born
in
like
1950. No, but she was a parent in the 90s, and she was in her, the fuck, how, she was in her 30s in the 90s.
Was she? But she was in Hobart.
So was my sister.
Well, yeah,
so
but.
So it was the teenagers packing on the makeup. It wasn't.
It was. But you got some of those parents that would be.
And you
got
to think, yeah. They graduated high school in like 77, I think. At 18, so now we're in the 90s. I'm not sure what year in the 90s.
I said it was 95.
So 95. So really almost they're 36 years old.
Yeah, but how many women do you know that 36 still like
in the 90s?
Try and keep up with the teenagers.
You got to remember, you're from the same type of family, right? We're all from families that didn't divorce.
Yeah.
Like we didn't have moms trying to impress people in the 90s.
Yeah, they should have, but yeah, no one did.
Right? I mean, even all my friends, their parents are also, like, we're together, yeah. You know? So we didn't have people going out trying to impress.
True.
So, I don't know. I don't know. But Eric's first, I'll put my foot in your ass, just that first episode, I fucking died.
Oh, I did too. Because the second he said it, all of a sudden you see everyone else like, and Red's like, I am so proud.
And Kitty's like, Eric, no, 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 no. I was dying.
Yeah.
I was fucking cracking up. And she's
like,
got
the second
the
he
same,
said it, you're like, yes.
She's got the same smart mouth that Eric had.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, towards different things, you know, he was all nerdy and yeah, she's a book smart or whatever. Yeah, I was it's funny.
It is. It
do
is,
we
it
do
is,
we get any Vista Cruiser references? Because I haven't made it that far yet. If they we do, do we?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
There's one of the episodes where you know right before it's gonna happen.
Oh,
but yeah,
you can see it in the cards, huh?
Oh yeah, it was like one of those things where something was happening, and all of a sudden I turned and looked at Amber, and I'm like Vista Cruiser, and she's like what? And then all of a sudden she knew exactly what I was talking about. So. It comes up. I mean, you can't have the show without the Vista Cruiser being mentioned.
Yeah. Well, you would think you'd say the same thing about Hyde, but.
But it's right now. I mean, the thing is with Hyde, he's definitely he's on the canceled list. So.
Well, I get it. Hyde's not right. Just a mention of Hyde. Just a mention of the sister. Right. All you gotta do
is one of those things that gets weird on stuff like that. Where all of a sudden it's like, you know, people like, oh, if you mention him, then it's like it's going to bring more attention to him or something. And I don't know, but it's like, whatever.
Would it be that far-fetched to mention Hyde's in jail?
Yeah. Or where's Hyde? Hyde, you know, Hyde got killed because he joined a cult.
Just like they killed him off in the ranch. Like
He joined a cult and, you know, got butt-fucked to death. I don't know, but I mean something.
Hyde fucked Pam Macy and... Pam Macy's husband found out and killed him.
Yeah, something.
You know, or the aunt, the sister, like, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a bunch of, there's a couple things where they just kind of don't mention people, and it's weird.
I don't want to tear it apart, because like I said, so far, five episodes, six episodes in, I'm loving it. Like, it's
yeah.
Like you said, I didn't hold out a whole lot of hope, but
no. We binge watched it. We loved it. There's a lot of those where they get reboots like that, where we're like, oh, you know, I don't know how well it's going to be. I don't know what it's going to do. Because I'll be honest, have you watched Night Court yet?
I have not yet. To be honest, I forgot it came out. And then the last two days I've seen an ad or two here, and I haven't watched it yet.
I've watched the first, I think, two episodes. I'm still not sure I have huge high hopes for it yet, but so far, the characters that they have, they're not trying to recreate the old one. The only character that, you know, they've recreated is, you know, Dan. But Dan's played by Dan.
Yeah, he wasn't recreated, but that's...
No, he wasn't recreated. It's just this, but he's an older version of himself, you know.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them, I mean, they actually did pretty good. They didn't try to recreate it. I mean, she's not trying to be...
She's the Harry's. Judge's daughter, right?
Yeah, she's Harry's daughter.
Yeah.
So she's not trying to be Harry. You know, there's even references to like, oh, she was, you know, too analytical to really get magic because he got mad because she always would want to find out how he did it, you know, and all that. So, I mean, there's references to it, but she's not trying to be the jokester Harry, but she does have some of his tendencies. But it's definitely interesting the way they're doing it. And so far, the first episode or two, I mean, I was laughing. I thought it was funny. So I've been impressed so far.
I've been meaning to watch it. We actually went back and watched quite a bit of the old original one when they first announced that. The new one was coming out, because I was like, oh my god, that's right, Night Court was fucking fantastic.
Oh, I did too. I used to love Night Court when I was a kid. It was one of those things that was one of my shows. Like, it's so funny, everyone else is like, what's your favorite show? Some cartoon. I'm like, Night Court.
Well, you gotta think of it, and I was trying to explain this to the kids.
That's where I know, right? Brent Spiner from, is Night Court.
But I was trying to explain this to the kids. We didn't have 24-hour cartoons. Right, you had after school cartoons for maybe an hour by the time you got home from school, and you had Saturday morning cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the morning before school, you didn't get cartoons. If you wanted kid shows, you got PBS, which means you either got Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, Boomerang, Lamb Chop, but we didn't have necessarily cartoons. Your local channels were all morning news.
It wasn't
news.
Like you could just go to your computer and like look up YouTube or look up something, you know, Amazon or freaking Disney Plus and find it. You had to wait till it showed up again.
Yeah, and even your like Disney movies on video and shit like that. Most of these kids don't understand, and I'm horrible at it, and I wish I was meaner. There's a lot of times I wish I was meaner, but when Dad got home from work, that TV was Dad's.
Yep. And there was one TV in the house.
For the most
part.
Not
like, I mean, our house, we have, there's one in almost every room.
So we had two TVs, I think, as a kid, before I got one in my bedroom. Yeah. But one, we didn't have cable television until like 89, 90, something like that. And if you weren't hooked up to the house antenna, your bunny ears out in Hobart weren't getting you shit.
And we had, because where we were at, I can't remember, it was something about we couldn't get it at our house, or they didn't have it up in there yet. So we actually had, my dad went and got satellite dish.
Mm.
And back then, like, people forget, like, they think satellite dish, oh, you had dish TV, like, the little dish on the corner of your house. No, fuck, there was a 10-foot...
Call the aliens fucking satellite in the middle of the yard. Yeah.
There was a 10-foot satellite in the middle of our fucking yard.
That, heaven forbid, if it rained too hard.
Oh, yeah.
You were.
If it rained or there was a storm, fuck it, nothing's working.
My dad paid like $800 to have the trenches dug to the house for cable. And I specifically remember him saying, like, if we're going to be poor, we're going to be poor with good entertainment on TV. And as you watch this, we got cable. Good entertainment, you mean fucking CNN, the Weather Channel, or Judge Judy, because that's what my dad watched. Like, but so if we wanted to watch TV as a fucking kid, you watch what your dad watched on those three channels. It's why.
And that's why you love MASH.
Well, I hate fucking MASH.
I know you do. That's why I said that.
MASH was the only show that was dead silent in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he watched a lot of shows, but that was the. Like, you couldn't speak, or you got grounded or sent to your room, or, you know.
That's why I mention it.
Yeah, I fucking hate that show. But, I mean, it's why people our age are so addicted to fucking are so in love with Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. It's what was on.
It's what Alex Trebek's death hit so many of us our age. Like, oh my God, like we grew up with Alex Trebek. Every fucking night at 7:30 on Channel 4. Like, you know, we watch.
Well, it's one of those things, too. It's like a lot of people don't think about the fact, like, if we wanted to watch a movie, you either watch what was on TV, or if you were lucky enough to have VHS and have the right movie, you could watch it. That's why everyone doesn't realize I've seen every episode of Star Trek like 50 times, because when I'd stay home from school, rather than watch daytime soaps, my dad had the VHS copies of Star Trek and I would just watch them over and over again.
Nope. And that's why we're all so in love with Price is Right, is because that was a medicine. That was something you took every day you stayed home sick from. You took your cough syrup, your Tylenol, your saltine crackers, your 7-Up, and your fucking Price is Right. There was no going to the doctor, no prescriptions. You got maybe chicken noodle soup in the condensed can. That's just wrong, right? You got saltine crackers. Maybe juice. We were too poor for fucking juice. When we got sick, Mom considered juice fucking Hawaiian Punch.
Mm-hmm. And Hawaiian Punch or Kool-Aid.
And then 7-Up, right? Because that was the cure-all. Oh, you got a tummy flu? Here's 7-Up. Oh, you can't keep anything down? What? Here's 7-Up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, and then you
God
had.
God forbid it was Sprite, because Sprite, what, it had to be 7-Up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there was no substitute.
If you were sick, it had to be 7-Up. Sprite wasn't what it was. It had to be 7-Up.
Yep. I don't get it, but that's just how we fucking grew up. And then So at night, TV went 5 o'clock news, local news. 6 o'clock for a half hour was the national news. Yep. The Brokaws, the Peter Jennings. And then at 6:30 was another half hour of local news. And then you had Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. And then you got into the sitcom time. And so it was a lot of Night Court.
Mm-hmm.
Knight Rider.
Yep.
A-Team.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas was a big one. I'm trying to think what.
Who shot JR?
Married with Children in like 1988 when that came out.
Yeah.
What else was on back then? What I think it was 88 as well, when like Perfect Strangers and that type of shit. Alf was a big one. My dad loved Alf.
Oh, yeah. I always wanted to eat the pussy.
You know, and that's what you fucking watched. So when you ask people our age, like, hey, what was your favorite show growing up?
It's what was on TV.
Like, if you want to know what my favorite cartoon was, you have to ask that specifically.
Yeah.
Because my favorite show growing up was the fucking A-Team.
Yeah. And then, too, if you stayed up late enough, you could see, like, The Late Show. I mean, Johnny Carson, there was Arsenio Hall, but Arsenio Hall was more than 90s, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But still, Carson or Letterman.
You had Carson or Letterman.
Yep.
And every once in a while, I don't even remember what else. A lot of infomercials.
Yeah.
Like, I literally still to this day will hear a song, and instead of singing the next verse of that song, I sing the first verse of the next song that was on that compilation that they were trying to sell on fucking TV. Oh,
they had a lot of those. The Columbia Records.
Yeah.
1 cent movie or 1 cent.
Yeah. Late night fucking sucked for TV because back then, especially late night shows, right? After Letterman and Carson went off, it either went to infomercials or it popped up and said our channel's off the air.
Yep.
You know? So, yeah, you were just kind of, if you didn't have a VCR, like you said, you were screwed. Fortunately, we always had a VCR.
Yeah.
We always had the newest movie in the house because my mom worked at the Hobart store, and when they rented videos, she was able to bring them home. So we always had something in the house. And then we always had a video game system from the time I can ever remember.
Yeah, see, I always had, because I had Atari. My dad was big into computers, so we always had, you know, I mean, even I all the way back to the Tandy. I remember having a Tandy 1000 and, you know, all those kind of things, and the Coleco, or what, a ColecoVision.
So we had a ColecoVision, and then in 85 we got a Japanese Nintendo. Not the Famicom, but it was the year before it was released here. My cousin was stationed over there in the Navy and brought it home to the family for Christmas.
Nice.
We had Rob the Robot. That was back when all three games came on separate cartridges. You had your Mario cartridge, your Duck Hunt cartridge, and your Gyromite.
Mm-hmm.
And then in third grade, I bought an Atari for my friend for like $10. And so, yeah, we always had video games in the house. But,
yeah,
I mean, that's why when you ask people our age, like, what's your favorite show? Mine was A-Team, and then late 80s, early 90s, it became Married with Children and the Jim Carrey and Wayne's Brothers in Living Color.
Oh, in Living Color.
Loved in Living Color.
I went back and watched that not too long ago, and it's like, now I know why all of us our age like women with big butts.
Yeah, but it fucking holds up still. It is fucking, the comedy in it is still funny to this day.
But every time the Fly Girls come out and you're dancing, you're like, okay, now I understand why we like women with big butts.
Jennifer Lopez was a Fly Girl.
Oh, she was.
Yeah. You know who the choreographer was of the Fly Girls?
It was freaking
Rosie Perez.
Was it Rosie Perez?
Yeah.
That's right, it was.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was Paula Abdul, but she was for something else.
Yeah, not that. That was Rosie Perez. Who knows? Paula may have come on later, but Rosie was the initial, the first couple seasons.
Yeah.
Used to love Knight Rider. Knight Rider was a fucking talking car as an 8-year-old kid. Where mm-hmm. do I sign up?
I can remember
that?
Being in the car.
Huh?
I can remember talking to Kit.
Yeah.
Universal Studios, I got to get in and talk to him.
Small Wonder was another show I loved.
I don't remember that one.
The robot maid girl, Samantha.
Oh, yeah, that one was weird.
Yeah. Loved Small Wonder. Like, but those were the shows we had. That's what you grew up with. Mm-hmm. These kids don't know the pain of, well, to be honest, I miss commercials.
I do too, to some point, because, you know, we watch a lot of things on, because we don't watch anything on live. We watch DVR, everything. The only time I see commercials is if I'm watching a football game.
Yeah. But why I miss them, so like if you're streaming, let's just say when I went back and I've been watching some of that 70s show too.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you're streaming it, all the commercials are cut out. But you just know, because you've watched TV so much in your life, you can feel that pause coming and you're like, oh, commercial break. And you stand up to go to the bathroom and the show's right back on. And you're like, motherfucker, I'm getting old. Like, I got to piss.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm like,
that's one of the things. I mean, that's one thing I do miss. It's because that's one problem we have now, is because we watch a lot of stuff on DVR and Amy will just fast forward through and I get up to go to the bathroom and then I miss, because I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but so back when we had regular cable with the DVR, right, we would fast forward if we were both still sitting, but easily let the commercials run if somebody had to get up.
Yeah.
And I think we used to even make jokes like, hey, you got 3 minutes. Like, you better hurry up because I ain't pausing it.
Well, that's what always sucked, too, is I think kids don't get it, like, how we had to deal with it. It was, like, all of a sudden commercial, and it was pretty much a race. Yeah.
And I grew up with one
bathroom.
If you
had a house with one bathroom,
yep.
Yeah.
How do you think I learned to pee outside? Like,
yep.
What, mom or sister beat me to the bathroom? Fuck that. All I got to do is stand. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'd do. I'd run out and piss in the front yard. I didn't give a shit.
Still, this damn that bad. We only got one bathroom here. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Fuck, I got to pee. Girls in the shower doing whatever. I'm like, right off the porch. Fuck it. Here we go.
See, I don't think I can handle it. It's been so long, you know, since Renton was the last house we had that had only didn't have a bathroom. But I'd piss off the back porch all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, they only had one bathroom here. Like the house we had before this, the house in Puyallup had two. And then this one here has three. Well, two and a half.
Ooh. I've lived in, besides my college apartment, I've lived in one house that's ever had more than one bathroom. And that was our house in Diamond Hills.
Yeah.
That's it.
The party house.
Yeah. That is true. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So, the good old days of television.
I do. And there's times I miss it, because some of the stuff now you're watching, it's like you're just redoing. It's like when we keep seeing all the movies that they're remaking.
But again, right, we were talking about that 90s show. and how, yeah, they did a good job on that one. You were talking about Night Court, and you're like, so far, so good. Right? But then you take the new reboot of Knight Rider. I thought it was horrendous.
Oh, it was bad.
I mean, I don't want to say that because I don't want to boost David Hasselhoff up, but he's no Michael.
No. Well, and I think the thing was, too, is, I mean, the original Knight Rider was cheesy, but it was the 80s. Everything was cheesy.
Yeah.
Where this new version, they tried to be cheesy like the old one, and it's like it doesn't work now.
Yeah, because back then there was really no even thought of there ever being a talking car. 2023, we have actual fucking talking cars. You know, we have map systems and all that shit. Yeah. That was all.
So it wasn't that big of a stretch. It's like, oh, cool, this will probably be normal next year.
Yeah, but now when it's somebody's dream in the 80s, the cheesiness doesn't necessarily even feel cheesy because we had no clue what it was, right? Now all those things exist. Yeah. Quantum Leap, I've thought they did a pretty good job.
So far, Quantum Leap's been good. And I think the ones that I've seen that have done the best so far have been the ones that are where it's an extension of the old one.
Instead of a remake.
There's been a couple, like Magnum P.I. I don't mind too much. I like that one because they made it different enough that, you know, the names are kind of the same, but the characters are different enough that it's kind of a different show.
And see, I've never watched the new Magnum P.I. I wasn't necessarily a big, big fan of the other one.
I was growing up because my grandma was. So I watched, just like you said, when what was on TV, that's what you watch. Mm-hmm. And then when grandma's watched TV, that's what I watch. So I was a fan of it. I mean, not a huge fan, but a fan. But the new one, I mean, like I said, the characters are just different enough. But it's partly, too, anything that has Hawaii in it, we have to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, I think this is why I also get up so fucking early to this day. Because I used to set my alarm on Saturday mornings so I could beat the other kids in the house up. Because like you said, one TV, multiple kids, I wanted to get the cartoons first.
Yeah.
And I loved Julie Andrews, and she hosted Boomerang. And so I watched Boomerang. I loved it. And then I'd watch Pee-wee's Playhouse and hope to God my dad didn't wake up because he fucking hated it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd watch. Then, of course, you'd get into He-Man and G.I. Joes, Transformers, Centurions. You know, and then if you lost, you ended up watching things like The Snorks, My Little Pony, Rainbow Bright.
What's wrong with The Snorks?
Nothing. Nothing, but as an 8-year-old boy, that's I wanted to watch the violence, if that's what you can call He-Man. But, you know, that's what I wanted to watch, the He-Mans, the Transformers, the G.I. Joe, those types of things. But if my sister either cried loud enough to get dad to go, let her have a turn, like those are the next Strawberry Shortcake. But all things I enjoy, but I couldn't say that then because there was no way I was going to keep losing the battle every week to my sister.
Yeah.
So, yet you sat there on the couch every Saturday morning fucking watching them. And then Sundays, kids don't even understand. Sundays were the fucking worst.
Sundays were why a lot of kids remember, like, Sundays was the day we were outside constantly, which we were outside most of the time anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Sundays were the day you definitely were, because either you had a family like mine when I was younger that went to church for fucking 3 hours a day, or... You know, if you didn't go to church, there was nothing on TV. So, I mean,
it was church on TV from like 6 o'clock in the morning on. Jerry Halliwell, the Bakers, fucking, you know, all those. My God. Who's the fucking.
Oh. No, I don't remember. Tammy Faye and.
Or Tammy. Yeah, Jim the Bakers. Oh, my God. I got to see. Got to figure this the fuck out now. What are they called? Televangelists?
Yeah. They were all bad.
Let me see. 80s televangelists. There's Jimmy Swaggart. That's the fucking guy I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah. He was a special one.
Yeah, I swear to God, that motherfucker was on every channel. And Pat Robertson, who's still on fucking TV. Yeah. Like, yeah, you couldn't even get up early to watch TV. Because that started at like 6 o'clock in the morning. It was horrible. Fucking horrible.
And now kids, I mean, like I said, it's just on our phone. You know, we have all the time where if Amber's watching something I want to watch, I'll go sit in the other side of the room and watch something else.
Yeah. I don't watch on my phone. If I'm on my phone, I'm scrolling TikTok.
I have my iPad usually.
Yep. Can't do it there either. I think I get angry inside. Like, motherfuckers, I bought that 55-inch TV. If the rules need to be reversed, you and Amber's a different story, right? I'm fighting with the kids.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if I'm going to watch TV, sitting in front of my 55-inch TV is sure the fuck ain't going to be on a 10-inch.
Yeah.
Like, not going to fucking happen. So, fucking knows?
Every once in a while, Benton will get to a point where he's watching something and, like, won't get off. And I'm like, dude, you have, like, a 45-inch TV upstairs. Go to your fucking room.
I tell Toby that all the fucking time, too.
No.
He's got an Xbox in there. He's got a TV in there. Like, why is it got to be out here? And what pisses me off with him, he'll turn something, Dad, can watch TV? And, all right, buddy, go ahead. And then he'll sit there playing the Switch with something on TV that I have no interest in watching.
Benton will do that. But he'll do it where he's got something on the TV that he's watching and watching something on his phone.
Toby was that way. Toby would have the phone with a YouTube video watching the game while playing a different game while watching TV. Like, we have pictures of him doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fucking insane. Absolutely kids. Fucking insane. Oh. I was going to say, I watched some documentaries this weekend, but now I can't even remember what I watched. I woke up Saturday morning, and I'm like, I want to be educated, but now I can't remember. I don't think that worked out.
Well, then you didn't get very educated because you didn't remember what the education was.
Oh, I watched the one on, what the fuck was his name? The Mormon polygamist, Warren Jeffs.
Oh. Yeah.
There's a documentary on Netflix about him, or about that cult, if you will, that was pretty fucking weird.
Yeah, he had like a bunch of different wives or something, right?
His dad was the cult, they called him the prophet. And when his dad died, he became the prophet, and he bought a chunk of land and moved the entire, told everybody in the church to sell all their homes and bring their money and fucking moved them all to Texas.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
Yeah. And then you had to give your daughter up by 14 for marriage and bunch of shit that just makes me go, what the, like, I guess I don't ever understand the brainwashing.
I think it depends, too. Some of it's brainwashed, some of it's, like, if you're born into it, a lot of those, because I've done a lot of that on one of the other show that I do where we've talked cults. A lot of time it's just people are born into it and they don't know any different. And that's why a lot of them, you see, when all of a sudden they get out of the cult, they have major issues because they've been so raised in the cult, they just think this is normal. And then others that just do get the brainwashing, and it's because they believe enough, and then I think some of them, they believe enough to, like, be okay with it, and then all of a sudden, once they get to a point, they're like past the point of no return. They're so invested in it, they can't leave.
But you're watching these parents like give away their kids, and these parents should be old enough to fucking know. Like, and some of the interviews
are so washed into it and so believe the bullshit. That's why I hate religion.
Yeah, I just it sickened me, to be honest with you. But
yeah
it was pretty fucking out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. So, let's see. You got comedy coming up.
I do. It's next Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's going to be... The host is Jay Markovitz. He's actually pretty funny. I did a show with him not too long ago. He's pretty good. And then I'm going to feature, and then Narn's going to headline. So, and that's at Cole Street on Wednesday.
Which is the...
First. Yep.
And then Firehouse the following Thursday, right? The 9th?
Firehouse is the following Thursday. The 9th. And that's going to be hosted by Chris Moss, featuring Rachel Apjay, and Jared Berard is going to headline that one.
There you go.
So it should be pretty good shows. Be a lot of fun. I know we're actually going to the Firehouse tonight because they do Wednesday, they do trivia, and we've started doing that on the Wednesdays that I don't have comedy.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice. Yeah. I've yet to get into the I love trivia games, but I've yet to ever go somewhere and do trivia.
It was one of those things, they kept talking about it, and it's like finally, like last week, everybody was like, do you just want to go? And I'm like, sure, why not? Let's try it out. So it's a lot of fun.
Nice. Nice.
I'm not good at it, but it's a lot of fun. Like they did, you would have been great last week because they did, it was 90s rap.
Oh.
And like they're playing the songs, and I'm like, I have never even fucking heard this. I have no idea what this is. And then I'm like, Ice Ice Baby, I know this one.
Oh, fuck, that's cool. Yeah, I know Ferrelli's out here in Maple Valley has done it. What's the fucking place we used to do comedy at? Imbibe. That's the only thing they have going right now.
I know Cole Street does it occasionally, too, but...
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, so I go out to the Firehouse, but they it was funny, too. They had one, because there was three rounds, and one of the rounds was, like, what movie was this kiss? And they had pictures of, like, or a little scene of someone kissing, and it was so funny, because it was, like, they of course, had Brokeback Mountain. So, and of course, the second they show that, like, and you're in ordering, and everyone's like, what the fuck?
I so would have stood up and said, my wedding! Oh, that's...
It was so funny. But, yeah. Yeah. And there was, like, four of them were Heath Ledger kisses. I'm like, what the fuck?
Ah, like, what? They had Tale. 10 Things I Hate About You, Night's Tale.
Yep. And it was funny because they didn't do 10 Things I Hate About You at first. But then I'm like, oh, yeah, they'd done the, like, three others. And I can't remember what it was. It was Night's Tale, you know, Brokeback Mountain. There was one other one, and I can't remember what the other one was. And then I'm like, well, they've got to have 10 Things I Hate About You. And Amber's like, well, that's not a big enough movie that people know that one. I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And then, like, number 9 was, you know, they show it, and I'm like, da-da.
Yep. There it is. Told you.
The one that nobody else knew that I was fucking shocked about was Spider-Man. They did the Upside Down Kiss. They showed that one, and I'm like, how the fuck do you not know that Spider-Man?
Nobody knew it?
A couple people did, but, like, Amber's looking at me like I'm insane. I'm like, that's Spider-Man.
Holy shit. Probably one of the biggest kisses in cinematic history.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they had a bunch. But it was an interesting, you know. It's fun. It's a fun little thing to do. So.
Nice. Nice. All right, guys. Well, make sure you check out comedy. Let's see here. February 1st at Cole Street Brewery and February 9th at the Firehouse in Ording.
Yep.
And with that, guys, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.